heading home in the rain. I'm Pam Huso, Fox News. That's the predicament for millions of holiday travelers.
Right across the Ohio Valley, up in towards the Great Lakes, it's all rain at this point. Southern side of this, heading towards parts of Florida, cutting across Georgia, Atlanta. I think you're in the clear behind this. You're going to see some sun come out throughout the afternoon. It's the Northeast that's problematic for us, and we will see some of these delays.
Fox meteorologist Rick Reichmuth, President Biden and the First Lady are expected to return to the White House this afternoon. They spent Thanksgiving in Nantucket. No rest over the holiday weekend for investigators in Idaho. It's been 2 weeks since four people were found dead inside a home near the University of Idaho. The students were stabbed multiple times. Authorities who haven't revealed everything they know haven't named a suspect and have faced criticism about a potentially contaminated crime scene.
I am confident that there wasn't a compromise in the integrity of the investigation. We know that the Moscow Police Department arrived on scene. They essentially saw what had occurred. They locked it down, and then additional resources came in.
Aaron Snell with Idaho State Police speaking with Fox's Lawrence Jones. The roommates and others who were in the home have been cleared.
All of them have been cooperative, and all of them helped with the investigation.
Authorities maintain the crime was targeted. Rescue crews digging through mud have found a second body on the Italian island of Ischia. The body of the young girl was pulled from her family's home following yesterday's landslide. 10 people are missing. Protesters in Shanghai, fed up with China's zero COVID policy, are calling for the removal of President Xi Jinping. Several people have been arrested after clashing with police. Others were pepper sprayed. America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
Before the year comes to a close, Congress has some unfinished business to tackle.
A government funding deal is needed by December 16th to avoid a Christmastime shutdown, and so far there are few signs of an emerging imminent deal. Republican and Democratic negotiators must settle on top-line spending levels, and the administration is renewing calls for supplemental spending for the COVID response and potentially more aid for Ukraine. Before the end of the year, President Biden says he also wants lawmakers to pass new gun legislation in the aftermath of mass shootings in Colorado and Virginia. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
There was a shooting in Atlanta last night.
At this time, we have one male deceased on scene, and several other victims were transported to area hospitals.
Police Lieutenant Jermaine Dearlove, the gunfire reportedly erupted during a dispute. The deceased victim was between the ages of 15 and 21. A new study says more Americans are walking around armed.
The study published this month in the American Journal of Public Health says around 6,000 gun owners carried handguns every day in 2019. That's up from 3,000 in 2015. The study focused solely on owners carrying a handgun, not just having one in their car. The upward trend found in the study comes as states loosen restrictions for carrying a handgun, and more gun owners cite protection as their top concern for carrying as crime spikes in many cities across the country. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
Between the flu, RSV, and COVID-19, Americans are facing a triple threat this holiday season.
New reports commissioned by the Federal Health and Human Services Department also recommends wearing a mask and social distancing to protect people from long COVID. Officials in Los Angeles County are also strongly recommending masks in public indoor settings.
That's Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer. I'm Pam Huso, Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at FoxNewsPodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.